Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Billy Crone concludes his series on the Global Elite's plan for Human 2.0, and Larry Stamm will explain the significance of the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles that begins this Sunday. Our final conference of 2022 is a little over a month away. The second annual Las Vegas Prophecy Conference will take place November 19th and 20th at Sunrise Bible Church. Speakers include Pastor Billy Crone, Pastor Tom Hughes, Larry Stamm, Greg Patton, and Micah Van Hus. Make plans now to join us at Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, November 19th and 20th. Registration is open. Visit swrc.com and click on Events, or simply call 1-800-652-1144 and let us know you're coming to the second annual Las Vegas Prophecy Conference, November 19th and 20th. Now, let's join Pastor Billy Crone as he continues to reveal the details on the Global Elite's plan for Human 2.0.
Pastor Billy Crone is with me again today. He is the senior pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, and he is a well-known pastor and has a tremendous following for his video documentaries. He's back with a brand new documentary titled Beyond COVID, The Global Elite's Plan for Human 2.0. Pastor Billy, thanks for taking some time to speak with me again today.
Hey, thanks again, Pastor Collins. It's always great to be on.
Last time we were talking about the virus and the vaccine, and you had started talking about how they are actually bioweapons. The virus itself and the so-called vaccine to cure the virus are actually bioweapons. Would you pick up there and elaborate a little more on that?
And this is coming now from the medical community. Again, on the one hand, it's good to see that not everybody's rolled over and played dead on this COVID pandemic, including some in the medical community, as well as the legal community, lawyers and stuff. And they're blowing the whistle, right? Because they're now getting contents of these vials and things of that nature. And then now they're being able to study what's been happening over the last couple of years to people. And it's not good. But from the medical community, what they're saying is, again, not only are these not vaccines, they're gene editors. And not only are they what is responsible for people dropping dead of all ages, okay, it's coming from the shots, but they're admitting that they are basically, and this is their term, bioweapons, and that this was a way for these global elites to do, as sick as it sounds, they want to cull a large population of the planet. And then for those that remain, they get to genetically modify us into the type of humans that they want us to be that get to serve them. This is their version of utopia. And COVID was just the beginning. Again, that's why it's entitled Beyond COVID, the Global Elite's Plan for Human 2.0. But they say it's a bioweapon. Now, what's crazy, it isn't just the initial people getting the shots and it generates a spike protein factory response. What they're saying is in the vials, in the shots, it was loaded up with all kinds of things, including, as we left off last time, with an electronic platform that could be respond to an external signal, like a 5G response, a 5G signal, and then it could also trigger something else going on in that person's body, including a genetic modification. But when you look now, they're starting to come out and they admit that what they also mixed in with these vials, with these COVID shots, they mixed it in with, watch this, this is crazy, Marburg, Ebola, Staphylococcus, and even, watch this, this is straight from the FDA's website, monkey parts. Now, does that sound familiar? What's the latest thing that they're saying? All of a sudden, they have this outbreak of what? Monkey pox. Where'd that come from? And people that have never been to Africa where all these monkeys are and all this stuff. It's crazy. Now, here's what they're saying. This is why they're saying it's a bioweapon. Now, first of all, why would you mix Ebola, Marburg, which, by the way, most of us have heard of Ebola, but you haven't heard of Marburg. Marburg is one of the deadliest viruses on the planet. They say within 8 to 9 days, you get this, you're dead. It's got like a 90% death rate, and it's not a pleasant way to die, just like Ebola. But why are you mixing that in with the COVID shots, including monkey parts? Well, go back to, again, what they're saying now. The doctors are saying this was a bioweapon, and watch this. Now that you have a proposed electronic platform inside the body, i.e. with nanotechnology and or graphene oxide, which responds to an external signal, that they're saying that it could trigger in the person's body who got the shot, since it's mixed with Marburg, Ebola, and all this other stuff, it could trigger Marburg inside that person. It could trigger Ebola. So this is what they're saying. In theory, they could send out a signal. And if you thought COVID was bad, because again, now we get to go out. We get to go back to grocery shopping, the restaurants, all that stuff. And they're saying you don't have to wear a mask anymore and all that other baloney. But they still are moving forward with their global plans. So COVID only got them so far. So what are you going to do? Well, you do what you did the first time. You create a crisis so you can manage the outcome. So they're going to create another crisis. And this is what the experts are now saying. They could send out a signal. And in these people who got the shots, they will all of a sudden, spontaneously, all at the same time, all over the world, develop Marburg or Ebola or some other deadly virus. And it'll seem like it's some natural occurring thing when the whole thing was generated by an electronic response. What do you call that? Well, first of all, that's sick and satanic. Okay, but this is what they're saying. It's a bioweapon. People got injected with a programmable bioweapon. And so, again, you thought COVID was bad? Imagine if they send out the signal and everybody that got the jab all of a sudden comes down, the bulk of them, with Marburg, that deadly virus where you get it within 8 to 9 days, you're dead, 90% of the people. What would that do? Well, guess what? They do the same thing even more. So they say, oh, no, see, we have another outbreak, and this one, unlike COVID, really is killing massive amounts of people. And we've got to go back to the lockdowns even longer, even more, even bigger, stringent, ripping off of your freedoms and things of that nature. It's the perfect setup. And that's what they're saying. It's a bioweapon that people got tricked into injecting into themselves.
Well, let me name some names. Let me ask you specifically about some of these elites. Who is Klaus Schwab? And what is the World Economic Forum, and how are they pushing for Human 2.0?
Well, Klaus Schwab is the one who founded the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. And basically, it's a group of economic advisors, billionaire elites, in some cases celebrities. You got world leaders, and they're basically, they meet once a year and in Davos, Switzerland. And they call it the Davos Man. And they go there and basically they determine what's going to happen to the planet and what direction mankind's going to go. Isn't that comforting, Pastor Collins, that these people are steering and dictating to us the planet? And it sounds crazy, but it's all on tape. They admit that's what they're doing. But most people are distracted, worried about, hey, who's going to win what game and how's the economy doing? But this is what they're doing, and these guys are behind the COVID agenda. In fact, it's on tape. Klaus Schwab admitted that COVID-19 was their moment to strike to implement what he calls the Fourth Industrial Revolution or the Great Reset. And the Great Reset is not just, as he defines, switching the planet to a cashless society that will be connected to every individual. And this sounds crazy, but it's on tape. And Klaus Schwab even admitted that not just every product, but every person will be microchipped. And he even said, and I got this on tape, he even said that one option will be a brain chip. And so that they will be able to monitor all transactions anywhere on the planet, all people at all times. That's the Great Reset. Does that sound like utopia to you? Well, what it sounds like is Revelation 13, the mark of the beast system. But again, he wrote a book about as blunt as you can put it. You can go buy it and read it. It's called COVID-19 and the Great Reset. And so he admitted that that was the crisis that they created so they could begin this great reset. But here's what I've been warning people. It isn't just an economic reset and microchipping the planet, including people, to control the buying and selling, which is going to be leading into the market-based system, Revelation 13. It is a human reset. And these guys, their plan is, again, this is why we entitle it Beyond COVID, the Global Elite Plan for Human 2.0. They want to create an upgraded version of humanity. It's not just an economic reset. It's a human reset. They want to create what they call a post-human species. And with science and technology, they're going to give us genetic upgrades into who knows what, only they know, whether we want it or not. And this is the so-called utopia that they're bringing into the planet. Now, if you also do the research, the other term, again, is not just what they call this utopia, the Great Reset, that COVID was just the beginning, the excuse to get it all started on a global basis. The other term they use is called the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Okay, well, really what the Fourth Industrial Revolution is the Fourth Reich. And you're going like, what are you talking about? Well, again, if you do the research, shocker, Klaus Schwab's father, Eugene, he worked with Hitler and the Nazis. Okay? And so basically, if you take a look at the Third Reich and the global plans that they had for the planet, including the Holocaust of the Jews, okay, and the so-called thousand-year Reich that they were wanting to bring as their version of utopia to the planet, Klaus Schwab is doing the same thing. But, of course, you don't call it the continuation of the Third Reich. Just call it, how about the Fourth Industrial Revolution? But so really what you need to call it is the Fourth Reich. That's what's going on here. Everything that Hitler basically tried to do, but it got stopped, Klaus Schwab, with his connections with the Nazis and Hitlers, is continuing on, and he developed a global think tank called the World Economic Forum, and they have finally struck, after decades of preparation, with the COVID-19 pandemic. And part of the way that they got away with it is the World Economic Forum has been training world leaders for the last several decades. And you can even go to their website, the World Economic Forum, and it will tell you of the people who went to, quote, school at the World Economic Forum. And there are people in every major developed country, like Justin Trudeau of Canada. He was raised out of the World Economic Forum. The leaders over in Europe, same thing. Oh, and by the way, Biden told us who he was working for with his election slogan. Remember he came on with the scene with Build Back Better? You know where he got that? That's a phrase from the World Economic Forum. And people need to understand this. The World Economic Forum, their version and vision of utopia, the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, they have like these, it's called the planks. And one of the planks literally says this, I'm not joking, you could go to their YouTube page, and it's actually on there, they admit this. But they say, and I quote, America will no longer be a world superpower. Not Russia, not China, not some, you know, Australia or India or whatever. They specifically called out the United States of America and said America will no longer be a world superpower in this utopia, right? And then I've got Klaus Schwab on tape admitted that the new economic leader has already been crowned, and it's China, who also Joe Biden has been working for many years. So here's my point. People need to realize Biden, who is working for the World Economic Forum, he's not just a bumbling, dare I say, imbecile who is making bad decisions, which I don't know if you've ever seen this. Like one guy came up with the acronym Biden, B-I-D-E-N, bumbling imbecile destroying entire nation. You could put that on a t-shirt and make a few bucks.
Yeah.
People need to realize he isn't just making bad decisions. Listen, he's doing it on purpose per the World Economic Forum. From day one, he began to dismantle and destroy our economy because that's a plank of the World Economic Forum. From day one, this is why he immediately stopped all internal production of the oil so that we would go back to become energy dependent. And then he began to start slinging hash with all these programs that is going to do nothing to do what we're seeing now is to create inflation. This is why they keep making dumb decisions about the supply chain. This is why they keep making dumb decisions about the energy crisis that's now going on. This is why they keep making dumb decisions about the food supply and things of that nature. It's not just dumb, folks. It's being done deliberately because this is the part of the plan. If they're going to create their new global regime called the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, and COVID was the kickstart, then you have to bring America down. And this is why we're trying to get the truth out to people. You've got to wake up. This guy is out there. He's not just a bumbling imbecile. Okay, they're doing it on purpose. And if we don't do something, they're literally going to destroy everything, our whole way of life. But again, you don't have to wonder what they're up to and where they're headed with this because they admit it on tape.
Pastor Billy, isn't all of this ultimately leading to the one world antichrist system that will control everything during the tribulation?
Yeah, exactly. And again, you take a look at Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and these guys behind the COVID pandemic, and they say, here's what they want to do. They want to have a global government. They want all religions to unite under one umbrella. They want to bring in a global economy, specifically a cashless society, some sort of electronic currency that can be embedded in people so that everybody will be connected to this system, that they can control all aspects, not just the buying and selling, but even your biometrics and things of that nature. Well, what did I just describe to you? What the Bible warned about 2,000 years ago. It's called the Antichrist Kingdom. Where he's going to what? In the seven-year tribulation, he's going to launch a false utopia. He's going to, so what starts it is he comes in and he rides in on a white horse, false peace. It doesn't last long, turns into a global war, and it's downhill from there. But he wants to what? The Bible says the Antichrist is going to be a part of a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world economy, and a market-based system. This is exactly what these guys are implementing as you're listening to this interview.
The DVD is called Beyond COVID, The Global Elite's Plan for Human 2.0. You can get a copy of Beyond COVID on DVD or in a book or both right now by calling 1-800-652-1144 or order online at swrc.com. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Billy Crone's complete two-day radio presentation is available on CD when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Beyond COVID, The Global Elite's Plan for Human 2.0 by Billy Crone is available now as a book and DVD. This series seeks to equip you with the solid evidence revealing the satanic plan for the end of humanity as we know it. Order Beyond COVID by Billy Crone today when you call 1-800-652-1144. Friends, would you please take a few moments today and check out the resources over at our website, swrc.com. Over 900 books and DVDs available for you, your family, church, or as a gift. Some of the top teachers featured on SWRC.com include Billy Crone, Jonathan Kahn, J.R. Church, David Weber, Michael Hoggard, and many, many more. Remember that when you purchase one of our resources, you are supporting the ministry and outreach of Watchmen on the Wall. So please visit SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. This Sunday begins the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. What does this feast represent, and why is it important today? Here to answer those questions is author, teacher, and Messianic Jew, Larry Stamm.
Many believers in Jesus Christ are taking an interest in the Jewish roots of Christianity. With Sukkot beginning this weekend, We here at the Watchman on the Wall thought it would be timely and appropriate to visit once again with Larry Stamm. Larry is a Jew for Jesus, and he has a passion to share the Lord Jesus Christ and to tell the world that Christianity is Jewish. In fact, Larry's book, Jewish Roots of Christianity, has been one of our top-selling resources this past year at our ministry. Larry's here today to teach us about Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, or Booths. Larry, welcome back once again to the Watchman on the Wall.
Always great to be with you and your audience, James.
Sukkot begins at sunset on Sunday, October 9th, 2022, and ends at nightfall on Monday, October 10th, 2022. Would you start by sharing the biblical background for Sukkot?
Yeah, the Feast of Tabernacles actually is a culmination of the three fall feasts of Israel. We've noted in earlier programs that during the sacred month of Tishri, the seventh month on the Hebrew calendar, you had Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, which is all about repentance. 10 days later, you have Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The theme of that is redemption. And then 5 days following Yom Kippur, you have the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. And the main theme of the Feast of Tabernacles is rejoicing. We find in Leviticus 23 where God institutes the last of the fall feasts of Israel. I want to read from the Word of God, Leviticus 23. I'll read verses 33, 34, and then 39 through 43. The Word of God says about the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep the Feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the eighth day a Sabbath rest. And you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord for 7 days. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." So the Lord institutes this feast, giving the Jewish people an opportunity to remember and rejoice in God's blessing them as they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, James. So we remember and rejoice in both God's protection and God's provision as we dwelt in tents and wandered in the wilderness. If you remember, in the wilderness, the Lord led the Jewish people by a pillar of cloud in the day and a pillar of fire by night, and he provided for them. So we see the fruit, the blessing and provision of God throughout their wilderness wandering. He provided for them and he protected them, and he commands us to remember and rejoice in his goodness during the Feast of Tabernacles.
As I was making some notes to prepare for our time together, I came across some people who teach that Jesus was actually born at the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, they say that Christ was born during the Feast of Tabernacles because of what the Apostle John wrote in John 1:14, and I'm going to read that verse. In John chapter 1 and verse 14, the Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." And the word that John chose to speak of Jesus dwelling among us is the word tabernacle, which simply means to dwell in a tent. What do you think, Larry?
I'm not sure if Jesus was born on the Feast of Tabernacles, but there is certainly a powerful theme for us as Christians. We know that he dwelt among us. He tabernacled among us. In the book of Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 through 6, we are going to tabernacle with God for all eternity. Amen. The Word of God says, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, The dwelling of God is with men. The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will be with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And we say hallelujah and amen. So James, for the Christian, for us as believers in Jesus Christ, there is a time coming when Jesus will return, and we will celebrate Sukkot for all eternity.
I was a pastor for several years in Kansas after I got out of the Army, and I had some friends who were Messianic believers, and they invited us to their home where they had a booth set up outside, and we celebrated Sukkot with them. So I have some idea, but for our listening audience, would you tell us how Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles or booths, is traditionally celebrated?
Well, obviously, God commanded the children of Israel to both build and to live in temporary huts each year. So you'll have Sukkot booths. Some are more elaborate than others. I've celebrated Sukkot in Tennessee, putting up a tent, and you have some chairs, and you'll eat, you'll sing songs, you'll do a little bit of Israeli folk dancing. It's a time of rejoicing and a time to enjoy. And I'm not sure about people actually living in those huts, but they will definitely spend time during the Feast of Tabernacles. I'm sure it runs the gamut from going in there for a few minutes each day to some people around the world, depending on their expression of Judaism, they actually will live 24/7 in a hut. So it runs the gamut in Judaism. Actually, religious Jews, Orthodox Jews, which make up probably 10 to 15% of the world's Jewish population of 14 million or so, they will build the Sukkah booth. I don't remember it so much growing up in a Reform Jewish household in St. Pete, Florida. Reform Judaism, a liberal expression of Judaism. We did observe Sukkot, but I don't really remember having Sukkah booths. We might go to the temple one day and there'd be Sukkah booths in the congregational hall. So it runs the gamut.
Larry, once again, I appreciate your ministry. Thanks for being on The Watchman on the Wall today.
James, always a blessing to be with you and your audience.
Beyond COVID, the Global Elite's Plan for Human 2.0 by Billy Crone is available now as a book and DVD. This series seeks to equip you with the solid evidence revealing the satanic plan for the end of humanity as we know it. Here you'll learn such shocking agendas as the exposers of Human 2.0, the resistors of Human 2.0, the genocide, the signal, the trigger, and the super soldiers of Human 2.0. You'll also learn in this DVD set and book the design of Human 2.0, the control and the response as well. Order Beyond COVID by Billy Crone today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order online, swrc.com. Another week of bringing clarity to the chaos is in the books. Get caught up on any moments you missed this week by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Have a wonderful weekend and be encouraged. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Visit swrc.com.